This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio, it's Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And you can join us by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's also the Discord call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. Generally, Discord callers, the sound quality is generally better. discord.lrn.fm. So we've been talking a good bit about, the criminal justice, or as a lot of libertarians would refer to it, the criminal injustice system. And there was actually a pretty big victory on Tuesday in Louisiana, of all places, where voters wound up overwhelmingly repealing split juries.
Yeah. This was one that I wasn't following. Daryl brought it up, so I dug up a quick story. But let's get through a little bit of this, and then I think we can talk about the sort of the background and things like that. This comes to us from Vox. Headline, Louisiana votes to eliminate Jim Crow jury law with Amendment 2. Louisiana voters during Tuesday's midterm elections approved Amendment 2, eliminating a Jim Crow law that made Louisiana one of two states allowing non-unanimous juries in felony trials.
So let me explain what that means and how it worked in Louisiana. And I know this only because I happen to have listened to a podcast recently, episode of Wrongful Conviction.
You didn't read one paragraph ahead. Go ahead.
And one of the guys that was on there, he was somebody that was exonerated. He was convicted through one of these split juries.
Right.
And the jury, it was 12-person jury. They voted 10-2.
That's all it takes.
To convict. And if it would have been 9-3, he would not have been convicted. They would have just, you know, like, stay there a little longer till you come to a decision.
Right. Meaning 10 of you come to a decision.
Right. And he actually said that at one point it was 9-3, got late in the day, and because it was a Friday and the jury didn't want to stay there over the weekend trying to come to a decision, somebody went ahead and said, yeah, I'll go ahead and say guilty.
Right.
So that we can go home for the weekend.
And that happens
in
12 out of 12 juries, too.
Yeah. For like 15 years for a crime he did not commit.
Right. It's craziness. And this gives a little bit of background here. In the late 19th century, Louisiana was facing a new constitutional requirement after the passage of the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment that forced a state to include black people in juries. That was one of the things that came out of the 14th Amendment.
Right, equal protection.
Correct. Since Louisiana required juries to reach unanimous decisions, as is standard, this meant a single black person on a jury would have a lot of power, which would weaken white Louisianans' hold over state, its government, and its laws. The state found a workaround, conveniently, as part of a constitutional convention in 1898 meant to perpetuate the supremacy, perpetuate the supremacy of the Anglo-Saxon race in Louisiana, unquote, it enacted a slew of Jim Crow measures. One of them allowed split juries for felony trials so that a few black jurors could be easily overruled by a white majority. Quote, this was part of the 1898 Constitutional Convention, which is famous for disenfranchising black voters, unquote. Lawrence Powell, a historian at Tulane University in New Orleans, told me, quote, it is around this time of the Plessy v. Ferguson case that had just got sanctioned from the U.S. Supreme Court for racial segregation. It's all part of that mix, unquote. Louisiana was one of two states that allow split jury decisions in criminal cases, requiring just 10 of 12 jurors to agree to a verdict in serious felony trials. Oregon is the only other state that allows split juries, but even it requires unanimous verdicts for murder trials.
Right. So in Louisiana, someone could be sentenced to death
right.
with a split jury.
Right. And that's insane. Amendment 2 requires unanimous decisions for felony trials. It isn't retroactive, instead taking effect only for cases after January 1st, 2019. The state legislature passed a bill with bipartisan support to put the issue on the ballot. The state's Democratic Party and Republican Party backed the measure, as well as organizations all over the political spectrum, from the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, to the Koch-backed Americans for Prosperity of Louisiana. There isn't much data on how non-unanimous juries actually work in Louisiana, but the data we do have suggests a disproportionate racial impact. The New Orleans Advocate summarized its review of nearly 1,000 jury convictions over 6 years. Quote, the newspaper's analysis found that 40% of trial convictions came over the objections of one or two holdouts. When the defendant was black, the proportion went up to 43% versus 33% for white defendants, unquote. So how did this law, a blatant leftover of the Jim Crow era, remain on the books?
I'll tell you how it remained on the books. The politicians just turned a blind eye to it. We're just going to pretend that that doesn't exist over there.
But we'll get around to it maybe one of these days, but in the meantime,
we have the same situation in Virginia. I recently moved here from Virginia, and we have permanent felon disenfranchisement in Virginia. And if you go back and read the minutes of the Constitutional Convention in which they enacted that, they're just straight up using racial slurs. Like, if you want to find them, Google Virginia felon disenfranchisement.
Yeah.
You know, convention minutes and then the racial slur of your choice. And the politicians at the time outright said that it was to prevent black people from voting, although they didn't use the word black people. And then they went and invented a bunch of new felonies that they only selectively prosecuted black people. And we still right. have that on the books in Virginia. They have not made a fix for it yet. The governor has to sign back the voting rights.
Oh,
one at a time.
There was the big kerfuffle last year where he tried to do a blanket restoration of
2016.
Rights.
2016.
Okay, two years ago.
Right.
Yep.
I knew it was fairly recently. Yeah. And he came under fire and was told, no, you can't do a blanket thing. And he was like, all right, get my printer ready and bring me a box of pens. And he just had to go through one at a time signing these things.
Yeah, so people still have to individually petition. And, you know, the legislature has been working on it, but they have not gotten a fix through last I checked. And that's a holdover. It was explicitly put into place to prevent black people from having any political power in Virginia. So you think we are over this. It's been 100 years, but no. And then to this day, it's the Republicans who are usually fighting against this because, well, I guess they still don't want black people to have political power.
They kind of flip-flop. Republicans a lot of them were original abolitionists back in the 1800s.
Hold
during
on.
The
abolitionist and wanting the slaves to be equal to the free white man are not necessarily the same
things.
Because
oh,
even Abraham Lincoln, the great abolitionist, wound up saying,
the term loosely.
Right. Tongue firmly planted in cheek there.
Yeah.
He said, and I'm going to paraphrase instead of using the actual words that he said, but he said that the black man will never be equal to the white man.
Here's another one to Google. It would be the Lincoln-Douglas the fourth debate.
Yeah.
Google that one and just read the first couple paragraphs of what Lincoln had to say about black people.
Yes.
I'm going to continue with the story, and this is discussing this case and why we still have this left on the books. For one, the U.S. Supreme Court has allowed non-unanimous juries, most notably in 1972's Johnson v. Louisiana and Apodatia v. Oregon. The rulings remain in place today. The other issue is that Louisiana's laws could be spun to be not about race, but about making the court system more efficient.
Quote, I don't want a court system that is more efficient if it means putting innocent people behind bars.
Hear, hear. Quote, they didn't use raw racist language in the debates to justify the non-unanimous jury rule, unquote, Powell said, even though, quote, the whole Constitutional Convention was marinating in this kind of racial fluid.
Your calls and thoughts welcome, plus more on this non-unanimous jury that was luckily repealed in Louisiana. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get three Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, about whatever is on your mind, and you can join us, and the Us in Studio is Daryl.
Jackie.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it's now easier than ever to get the gift card of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash, BCH. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want. Be sure to check that the gift card that you purchase is available in your country. Follow the instructions on screen and make your payment using Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com. And they've got a huge selection, hundreds of them. Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, just to name a few.
Wow.
It's a huge selection. Giftcards.bitcoin.com. So we've been talking about the success in Louisiana on Tuesday, where voters overwhelmingly approved Amendment 2, which eliminates the non-unanimous juries that exist currently until the end of this year, exist in Louisiana and also in, Chris, your home state of Oregon. Only the difference is in Oregon, a unanimous verdict is required for murder trials.
Yeah. And that's something as an Oregonian I was completely unaware of. I had no idea that was in place.
You were never convicted 10-2 of a traffic violation in Oregon?
No, no. All my traffic violations were unanimous. This is an interesting story, and there's just a couple more paragraphs here.
Back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Give these statistics again, where the New Orleans Advocate reviewed nearly 1,000 jury convictions, not just jury trials, but jury convictions,
right,
over 6 years. And we know that the vast majority of things that go to a jury wind up with a conviction. But of nearly 1,000 jury convictions, the newspaper analysis found that 40% of trial convictions came over the objection of one or two holdouts. So 40% had these non-unanimous jury convictions.
Right.
When the defendant was black, 43% of the convictions had one or two people saying not guilty. When the defendant was white, it was 33%.
Yeah, and not to disparage the entire country, but I think in a lot of, virtually across the country, black people tend to be convicted more often than white people.
Yes.
That's not to say that there's that black people are any more prone to do it. I'm just saying juries are more prone to convict,
right, and
a black guy.
Juries are also more prone to convict someone that sits at the defendant table in,
right,
a prison suit.
Yeah.
So if somebody can't afford to pay their pretrial bail,
right,
or if they're held without bail pending trial, conviction rate goes up significantly.
And there's,
right,
actually one crime in which we have a outside check on, which would be drug use, because the CDC also collects its own drug use statistics outside of law enforcement, and they find that blacks and whites use drugs at the same rates,
right,
but black people are convicted of drug possession at much, much higher rates.
Right.
So if there is a racial bias in the justice system for that crime, why would we expect it to be any different for other crimes?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
This article continues. This is emblematic of how systemic racism works in America. Because policies seem racially neutral at face value, they slide under the radar, even if in reality they result in racially disparate outcomes. There are all sorts of policies that we know have racially uneven outcomes. Drug laws, traffic laws, voter ID requirements. But because they don't explicitly invoke race, their supporters can argue that racism isn't their intent.
Now, one thing here, we talked about Colorado in the,
right,
last hour.
Yep.
And the percentage of people that are cited for possession, or rather consumption of cannabis in public, or possession with the intent to distribute without being a licensed,
right,
whatever,
right,
it,
right,
is, overwhelmingly minorities.
Really? Interesting. And these are not the only examples of this. I mean, we've gone through a lot here in New Hampshire trying to get constitutional carry, and before you. The law, basically, and there are a lot
suitable
of states,
persons.
You had to be a suitable person in the eyes of your local law enforcement. And that law has a history going back to the early 20th century as a way for them to sort out, make sure that the Irish and Italians weren't getting guns.
Yeah,
that was really what it was. And there's a long history of that, and fortunately we finally... got it to the point where you don't need to get a proof. You don't need permission by anybody. If you're legally allowed to carry a gun, you can
and
conceal it.
More recently, in New Hampshire specifically, the Women's Defense League,
right.
They were citing that a lot of their members had trouble getting the concealed carry permits because some bureaucrat somewhere deemed that they just weren't suitable because...
Women?
They're women.
Well, they can't handle the recoil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think women would have more reason for carry than men would.
They have every, in my eyes, they have every right to carry, regardless. And I think you're right. I mean, women, I hate the thought. And that's when the gun grabbers, particularly on college campuses and things like that, you know, where you got boisterous beer-sodden
frat bros
and parties. There's an element of rape that occurs, and I don't think I'm breaking any new story there with that one. But then to turn to the women and say, but there's no way we're going to let you defend yourself.
Right.
Yeah, insane.
I'm a feminist, and I consider the ability to carry guns, like handguns, not just, you know, rifles, but handgun rights to be as essential to feminism and women's liberation as birth control.
I would love to hear you promote that throughout the feminist community, because there are a lot of them that, it's like a penis extension. You know, it's one of those things that, oh, he has to carry a gun. Just because he's insecure about everything else, therefore
I thought that's
nobody
why
should
he
nobody
drove
should
the big four, you know, four-wheel drive thing with like the 80-inch tires.
That's a myth. Guys with things lacking drive Corvettes. Everybody knows that term.
Ah,
yeah.
Daryl drives a bicycle.
Why not both?
So you can extrapolate from that.
I was just thinking about like when you put like a playing card in your bike to get it to go click, right, there you go. Eventually, though, the reality of how laws work on the ground catches up with the laws themselves. We've seen that over the past few years as criminal justice reformers have called for an end to the war on drugs, mass incarceration, and police brutality, citing racial disparities in the criminal justice system. Even in a very conservative state like Louisiana, the reality of systemic racism seems harder to avoid, and that may have led voters to eliminate the remnants of Jim Crow.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones. St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
USA Radio News.
Less than 24 hours after a gunman opened fire inside a Thousand Oaks, California bar, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, the city of Thousand Oaks will hold a community vigil, and Pepperdine University will hold a prayer service as well tonight. We're starting to hear many stories from people that were inside the bar and survived.
I was on the side area, you could say, of, like the stage, and where I was looking, was directly of where the guy walked in and started shooting. And yeah, I can't believe I saw it with my own two eyes. Like, it just freaks me out.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You are free to call in and talk live to us about whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And if you like the show, then consider joining the AMP program for as little as $5 a month, and you get perks like ad-free versions of the podcast. There's an AMP-only Facebook group. There are, I believe, AMP-only Discord channels, or at least an AMP Discord channel.
I think so.
Several other perks. And we want to thank C and J Bartholomew, who are gold amplifiers. We've been going for the last couple of months and thanking amplifiers, and tonight we are thanking C and J Bartholomew for being amplifiers. They're at the gold level, which I believe is $10 per month. Again, $5 is what we ask, and some people go above and beyond that, and we are thankful that they do. You can learn more at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about basically the criminal injustice system and the success in Louisiana on Tuesday. There were not a lot of successes that libertarians could look at and say that was a win for freedom, but in Louisiana that definitely was a win for freedom, eliminating the non-unanimous jury. And Florida's voters wound up also passing something that I personally believe is a win for freedom, assuming that you think that voting rights is something that should exist. I realize that there's the split among the hardcore libertarian / anarchist, where some people would say nobody should be allowed to vote because just even looking in the direction of a ballot is violence,
right?
Because you're enforcing your will upon other people. But acknowledging that we have a system in which decisions on certain things are made as a big giant group, don't you think that everybody in that big giant group should have a say?
I saw a great meme. It was just basically, you know, the top, it's some libertarian shouting, voting is violence, and right below it has a picture of, like, Ron Swanson sprinting, and it says, pot legalization's on the ballot.
Yeah.
You know, when certain topics come up, it sort of brings those people out and, well, maybe this time. So, well, what? You thought that was violence?
I think voting rights is similar to marriage equality in that libertarians believe that the state shouldn't be involved in people's marriage contracts to begin with, but if it's going to be, then it should extend that right to all couples and not just heterosexual couples. So with voting rights, even if you disagree that we should, you know, have a system in which, you know, the majority can vote to decide what happens for everybody, as long as people are going to be voting, then all American citizens should have that right. And I personally don't think felons should ever have their rights taken away to begin with in terms of voting rights. So having it restored to some felons is definitely a step in the right direction.
Right.
Story here from Reason.com. Florida voters approved a ballot measure Tuesday night that will restore voting rights to an estimated 1.4 million people with felony records in the critical swing state. Amendment 4 passed by 64% and would re-enfranchise all felons in the state, save those convicted of murder or sex offenses. The amendment was supported by progressive groups, civil liberties organizations, conservative groups aligned with the Koch brothers, and a bevy of celebrities. It also received a groundswell of grassroots support from ex-offenders and their families, who say those who paid their debt to society should be returned to full citizenship. Desmond Mead, president of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, told a room of overjoyed supporters, some of them teary-eyed, "We have returned." Drake's started from the bottom, blared over the sound system. Mead continued, "This was a campaign about inclusion. Those numbers represented what happens when we come together along the lines of humanity and reach each other where we're at. That's what happens when we're able to transcend partisan politics and bickering, when we're able to transcend racial anxieties and discourse, when we're able to come together as God's children." Florida was one of four states that imposes a lifetime ban on voting rights for people with felony records. The two remaining states are Iowa and Kentucky. Virginia has a similar provision, but the last governors have used their executive power to restore voting rights to those affected.
So I guess my other question with those is, three strikes only a federal thing? It is, isn't it?
I believe California has three strikes, but I don't know, you know, how that winds up.
I guess what I'm trying to correlate is states that deny felons the right to vote, but then make it very easy just because of circumstance for a lot more people to become felons. You know what I mean? Three strikes rules, I mean, it's a horrible thing because there's no scale to it.
Right, and there are some states, like New Hampshire, where as long as you are serving your sentence for a felony, you are unable to vote. But as soon as all of your sentence has passed,
you've paid your debt to society.
Paid your debt to society, and that includes, let's say you've got 5 years of probation after 2 years in jail and 5 years suspended on 2 years good behavior.
Blah, blah, blah.
You've got to have all of the stuff behind you to where no more parole, no more probation, no more good time hanging over your head.
Right.
Let's go to the Discord where we've got Gene, the Christian Anarchist, calling in. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, y'all.
How are you?
Although I hate the criminal justice system, I just got back from a good movie, and I wanted to share that. We went to see the movie about Queen.
Oh, great. And, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. It was a very excellent movie. And, you know, heard a bunch of nonsense about the gay people saying that they didn't cover his sexuality, but they covered it quite a bit in that movie.
I'm wondering how you could dodge it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really know what that was all about, but it was an excellent movie. Of course, I was a young man when Queen was performing, and they were always an excellent excellent band. I think the movie was done very well, and the Malick guy, although he comes from the fame of Mr. Robot, he really. I think you really nailed that performance.
Nice.
Have you guys seen it?
I have not yet. It's one of those. I just don't get the time to go see many movies at all. But if I were to pick one, that'd be the one I'd want to see. Queen, interestingly enough for me, it was my second to the last concert before I went into the military. And I thought it was going to be my last concert, but I remember they did We Will Rock You, and that was played so much, like, when I was going into the military. It was sort of one of those songs that you were like, yeah, it's a good song, but I really wish they'd kind of skip this one, because we've heard it a million times lately. but they played it really, really fast. So We Will Rock You was much, if you Google We Will Rock You fast version, it was actually a version that they had talked about putting on another album, but it completely changes the feel of the song entirely.
So, and there's not this slow stomp, stomp, clap?
It's kind of quick and fast, and they kind of mow through it, but it changes the song completely. So if you're interested in a Queen song that you've heard but you haven't heard, check that one out. It's kind of cool.
I'll have to do that. But anyway, I just thought I'd do a movie review tonight instead of the usual complaining about the Gunnerman Goon Squad.
Gene, thanks,
man. So I can do that, too.
I know you can.
I can do that for a living.
Yep. Thank you, Gene, for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and bring up whatever is on your mind with us tonight. The us in studio is Daryl,
Jackie,
and Chris.
And I want to tell you about my pillow because I love this pillow. It is an amazing pillow, and I think you would like my pillow as well. Well, you get your very own, and it's called the My Pillow. It's designed to help you get a good night's sleep, and you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So you really have nothing to lose, right? Go to MyPillow.com. Get two My Pillow premium pillows for one low price, and get free shipping on all orders when you use promo code FTL. And remember, if for some reason you don't like your MyPillow, you have 60 days to return it for a refund of the purchase price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FTL. A little bit more to this story from Reason about Florida's ballot measure that wound up passing, restoring voting rights to approximately 1.4 million people convicted of felonies. Again, not every felon in the state of Florida gets their voting rights back. It says here that this does not apply to those with murder convictions or sex offenses. But 33 states have various laws disenfranchising felony offenders and those under law enforcement supervision, impacting an estimated 6.1 million potential voters, according to a 2016 Sentencing Project report.
Now, here's what I don't understand about the logic behind felon voting rights being taken away. What does being a murderer or a sex offender have to do with being a citizen of the United States? Like, what does it have to do with voting?
You haven't lived up to the ideal version of a citizen.
Well, neither has people who've gotten convicted for, you know, armed robbery or car theft or whatever. It's just,
but those are felonies.
Yeah,
I don't know. I agree with you. It's arbitrary, and nobody should lose a right that is, you know, part of what this country is supposed to be about just because they misbehaved. That's my point of view. Not everybody agrees with that.
Right.
I mean, I understand restricting people's rights if exercising those rights could cause potential harm to other people, like when we put if somebody has a history of committing armed robbery, taking away gun rights. I don't know if I personally agree with it, but there's at least some logic there. Right. Having people lose their rights while they're actually in prison, if you're imprisoning them as a preventative measure remove them from society while they're still dangerous. Right. That makes sense. But
people
what is,
convicted of election-related offenses losing the right to vote.
I wouldn't even have them lose the right to vote.
I wouldn't either. Yeah, but I will say that I think you can cause a lot of violence with your vote.
With a whole bunch of people voting at once, yes. It's rare that it is one vote that decides it, although it does happen.
So if you want to go down to that, then all of you are at some point are guilty of a felony by voting someone in who...
Then commits a felony.
Commits a felony. So that's a whole bunch of our country.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of politicians who commit a lot of felonies.
There are. Well, as Richard Nixon said once, it's not illegal when the government does it.
There you go.
Former offenders in Florida could petition the governor for clemency to have their voting rights restored. But in 2011, then-Governor Rick Scott, who was running for U.S. Senate this year, did he win? By the way, the article here doesn't mention.
I don't think he did. Did
he rewrote the rules as governor, making Florida the toughest state in the U.S. for felons to regain their voting rights? Brian Russi of Orlando, an ex-felon and current real estate agent, says, ultimately, we are citizens. We are in the community. We do want to have a say. I know I do. And this is a great way to have that opportunity. He added, it's not Republican or Democrat. It's a human thing. Everyone has people who have been affected.
Just saying yes about Rick Scott, it is going to a recount in that race.
Yeah.
One estimate says that 10% of all Floridians who are otherwise eligible to vote have been disenfranchised by the felon voting law. Felon disenfranchisement also disproportionately affects minorities. One out of every 13 African Americans in the U.S. has lost their voting rights due to felony disenfranchisement laws, compared to 1 in 56 non-black voters, according to the Sentence Project report. Florida's felony disenfranchisement laws were, like in many other states, a vestige of its racist 19th century black codes, which attempted to systematically criminalize freed slaves following the Civil War and then bar them from voting. In a statement, ACLU of Florida Executive Director Howard Simon celebrated what he called one of the largest expansions of the franchise in our nation's history, but warned the fight is not over.
Yeah, so at risk of making this a racial issue, I'll go out there and say there is a very good reason that black people get arrested more often and convicted of felonies more often. And it's more black people than white people.
Because cops generally tend to target specific areas where they know somebody is not going to be able to have a amount of money to get a good defense lawyer.
I'll go even further than that and say that there are probably more really dangerous black neighborhoods than there are really dangerous white neighborhoods. And it's not that I'm being racist, because I'm absolutely not, but I try to get to root cause on this stuff. And the reason is, in my mind, is that the federal war on drugs has pushed all this drug trade underground.
Right.
And I'm sorry if you've traditionally grown up in a white middle class family, then you're probably going to have the means to put your kids through college, and they're probably not going to do that. If you live in the projects and you're a second or third generation on welfare through no fault of your own, right?
Right.
Right. You didn't have anything to do with that, but you're poor, and you find out that there is a way that you can make some serious money slinging dope on your street corner, then a lot of kids are going to take that.
Right.
And they are going to get busted for that eventually. And I'm not saying that that is a racial thing. It's not a racial problem. It's a government problem.
Right.
When you try prohibition goes horribly wrong, and it disproportionately affects the people who need help the most.
Right. It disproportionately affects the poor.
Yes.
Which disproportionately tends to be minorities.
Right.
And also, if you even look back at which drugs are legal and which drugs are illegal to begin with, they went after ones that were not as popular with white people. I mean, alcohol is a drug. Tobacco is a drug.
Right.
Caffeine is a drug. Those are legal. They specifically
Those were the ones the politicians used.
Yeah. So they specifically targeted drugs that were favored by minorities at the time that they were writing in the drug laws.
Yep, right. Those damn hippies.
Well, that's why, yeah, the hippies were the marijuana. That's why we have to really come down hard on that. And according to Ehrlichman, was it? Heroin for the blacks. Yeah. And that will...
Opiates for the Asians.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up, by the way, I think that all government action to restrict the individual's, choices, are suspect at the get-go and probably some huge portion of them, even if we allow government going forward, need to be gotten rid of. But my call is for the love of a dog. For the love of a dog, they have a photograph on Facebook of a police officer and a police dog. It's a beautiful dog. The cop's just kind of a scowling idiot with sunglasses on. Next to him, dog's beautiful. But, what I see with a cop and a dog are a team for, incarcerating people.
Right. I'm guessing you're talking about like a drug sniffing dog where a lot of tests have shown that they'll just, signal even when there's nothing there, which
they get a treat when they signal, Daryl.
Right. But, this were,
I want a treat.
If this were a human person, that human would be dismissed as, an incompetent witness.
Well, you can train police officers just like you can train dogs.
And Bad Slave, thank you for the call. But how can we wind up having incompetent witnesses testify against people all the time? Makes no sense to me. Oh, right. The dog can't actually testify. They just talk to the cop. You're the guy talking to dogs, and I'm the one on drugs? This is Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.